Hello. I don't know what to do. I know I said I would do a ramble every month, and I forgot to do one last month. And it's supposed to be I don't know what these rambles are like. My Patreon is a hodgepodge of other people's tears. When I was making this, I was like, I don't know what anybody wants. So I just went on other audio creators' Patreons and looked at their tier list, and rambles were a pretty common benefit. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do a ramble then. But I don't follow anyone on Patreon or subscribe or pledge to or whatever. So I don't know what happens in these. I think I specified that these rambles would be about the like behind the scenes of how I make my audios, but the more I think about that, I don't I might have to change that because there's really not like enough of a story to tell for most of them. I write them and then I record them and then I edit them, and all of those are always a lengthy process. And the recording is primarily lengthy because, good God, the planes. I do not understand where they land because I am not close enough to an airport to be able to walk outside and count the fucking windows as it roars above my head, but it happens. I don't know where they're going. I don't know if there's some sort of weird Bermuda Triangle-esque, maybe like structure of buildings around form kind of a pyramid shape. Planes just get drawn to them and disappear like a flash into the air. I don't know what's happening. Maybe they're like ghost planes. That's a thing, right? Was that Twilight Zone? You know what? It doesn't matter. There are a lot of planes, and they are ruthlessly loud, and I don't need to feel like I'm about to get crashed into when I'm trying to record like kissy smoochy sounds. You know what I mean? So it's just a frequent I'm recording an audio. Oh, isn't it cute and romantic? And then I have to stop. There's a heavy sigh. And I like angry s sing as a plane just goes like Mwah! Right over me. I don't fucking know. I don't really don't understand. So that's a complaint that I have. And then the leaf blowers come by. Dogs aren't that much of a problem. And there are not many children where I live. Thank God, because that would be not only an annoying thing to have to edit out, but like, what a kind of buzzkill if I am recording a saucier audio and then I just hear a bunch of children outside. That's not my favorite. So, anyway, what should I talk about? Was the most recent audio I did? It was a YouTube one. Why am I forgetting? Sometimes I really do genuinely worry that I'm gonna develop dementia. It may run in my family. My father said that it was just because my grandmother fell and hit her head. And then that kind of triggered something, but I don't know. God, fuck. I really hope that I am sharp as a tack, and I've never been sharp as a tack. I am just, my head's a big goopy blob inside and out all the time. And I have tried to sharpen my pencil by sticking it into a fridge before. Oh, it was the one where I cried a lot. It was the pregnancy audio. I'm so sorry, people. You're gonna have to work with me for a little bit. You know, but it doesn't matter what it was called. What matters is that I was ruthlessly bullied in the comments for my love of LaCroix. And that's bullshit, you guys. LaCroix is so good. Seltzer is so good. And like, what the fuck? I'm sorry that you don't like spicy water. Guess what? I don't like spicy food, okay? I can't handle it. I am just rice paper white, and I can't handle anything past the level of like a mild salsa, which I know is the non-spicy kind. I'm just saying, pepper jack is a lot, and I love LaCroix. So, give me a fucking second on that. Also, I am pissed at myself because I realized, like a day after I posted that audio, I could not figure out what to do for the thumbnail. I didn't want to do a kind of generic, like, oh, it's she's like holding her stomach or whatever. Look at that baby belly, because she doesn't have one yet. But I was like, what should I do? Oh, I know. I mentioned LaCroix for 1 second. Why don't I horribly mangle perspectives and just scratch out this awful looking box of, like, empty box of LaCroix? And I posted it and I was like, all right, that looks pretty fucking good to me. And then I realized a day later, I'm like, what did I spend like 5 minutes talking about? Oh yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Why did I not illustrate some fun fucking Ben and Jerry's cartons with like just a starving, you know, like bony, rail thin Irish woman, just her mouth is stained green because all she has to eat is grass. And, you know, there's just fucking leprechauns flailing bags of potato chips around. They have a cauldron full of curry. I didn't do any of that fun shit. I just drew an ugly box of LaCroix. So I think I might draw the Ben and Jerry's later, because I'm just mad at myself for it now. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. Okay, so I got to be very emotional in this audio, which is a lot of fun. I love audios where I get to unleash emotions. Not like it's like, God, I need to cry. What should I do? Oh, yes, record a romance audio. Just where I get to act very emotional. They are the most fun. They are the most satisfying to post, I think, because people are like, wow, you're so good. Even though, little secret, you can do it too. if you want to cry in an audio, just pause your recording, make yourself cry, and then turn it back on, and there you go. And then just talk through the tears. That's all you gotta do. If you're trying to cry on camera, that's a lot harder. That's something that I am not a pro at. I'm like, okay. I'm not great at it. It takes a little bit. This one, I didn't need to, like, really work myself up into it. But I've had to do that for a couple before. Although I don't know if I ever posted them. I don't know, but I'll take the fucking compliment. If you want to say like, wow, God, you're such a good actress for crying in this, in this, you know, purely audio based platform. I'm like, thank you. Oh my God. I will take that compliment and I will run and you will never see it again. But here's to you people who pay for the privilege of knowing. It really is not that difficult. It is not especially impressive. You're welcome, I guess. So I love being able to be very emotional in audios. Just from like an acting perspective, it's very fun. I really don't like having my audios be flat, which is... I don't think I would say most of my audios are flat, but that's because I work to make them not flat. My older audios, which are not on YouTube, or obviously on Patreon, my older audios that I would post to Reddit were, they're fine. Some of them are fine. But there were a lot that I didn't even post at all because I would listen back to them and be like, oh my God, girl, like fucking get a life and inject it into this fucking thing. You just sound so dead. You sound dead in the face and I can't even see you. So, I kind of have to work. And it does mean that because there is no visual accompaniment, it does mean I have to overact a lot. But luckily that's harder to see. Or hear when someone is being outwardly very expressive in the first place. If someone is like sobbing, you usually are not going to be like, oh, overacting. You're just going to be like, oh no, what a big outpouring of like, but they're very fun. They're my favorite ones to do. I have others that are, I am writing that are going to be very, emotionally based. I don't know if you can hear that. That is the leaf blower. And that is also very annoying when I'm recording. Did I say that before? I probably did. I cannot figure out the days that these guys come. I've been trying to keep track of it, and it seems like it changes every week, so I don't know. But I unfortunately can't do too many emotional audios because then they will lose what makes them pop, I guess, that people will get bored of them. People will just go, oh, okay, and here's another one where she cry. All right, I get it. Thank you. Like, you know, so I have to keep it to a minimum kind of thing. I can't do them too often. I can maybe do like one a month. And if you heard that, that was my guts. Sorry, I'm hungry. But and sorry if I say and like. I will try not to do that. I will keep my mouth shut. I will manually shut my jaw like I've just eaten some water hemlock. I will clamp it shut and not allow those like oohs to come out because that is a problem that I have always had. Oh, God damn it. Anyway, I have several others lined up that I am in the process of writing. I actually am very excited about several audio series that I am currently outlining and mapping out because they will be continuing series. They will be multi-part series. I'm thinking each of them will have at least three public parts and then probably one private video on Patreon. And I am really looking forward to those because I get to be so creative in them. I think maybe you'll listen to them and you'll be like, par for the course, like who fucking cares? That's nothing I haven't heard a million goddamn times. But I'm excited. I haven't gotten to do something like this yet. It's been something I've been wanting to do from the start and have tried several times to do it and then have listened back and just been like, that's really bad. So it's definitely something that I need to script out, map out, and figure out the pacing and where exactly the story is going to go. And they're going to be a very kind of like, and some other audio people are doing this, although I think the only people I know, other audio creators who do things like this, and this isn't me saying this for a fact, this is just going off of what I've seen, but it seems like most of the people who are making content like this are male creators, so I don't know if anyone would have a reference for this unless they also listen to them, but several of them have begun making kind of almost like those old radio plays where they just tell this like lengthy story through audio alone and it is in like multiple kind of episodes. So mine are going to be like that. It's basically like hearing a movie. That sounds, I am just toot my own tit here, aren't I? I don't know if they're going to be that good. I can only hope and I can only try. Y'all will have to tell me what you think. And please do. I really would love feedback. I want to know if I'm doing a good job. I want to know if there are things I need to work on. I want to know if you are satisfied and happy with the things I am putting out. And if you're not, what can I do to make those better? I understand also that taste is subjective. So some people might just be like, well, this doesn't super fit what I'm into. But give me a general kind of gist, you know? But I'm excited for those. Those are definitely going to be a longer process to create. I'm going to try and get the first one out probably by maybe the end of January. That is being generous. That is me being hopeful, because this is one of those things where I feel like I'm gonna sit on it a lot and have to come back to it a bunch before I am satisfied with it enough to put it out there. And because they're not going to be one shots, it's going to be stuff where I go back and I'm like, oh, damn it, I have this other thing that I would love to add in, but I can't because I did not talk about it or allude to it when I had the opportunity in the audio that came before it or something like that. So I'm going to try and get these as well-rounded as I can. They're never going to be perfect, but I definitely have, you know, that problem, which I'm sure we all do, where you work hard on something, you finish it, and you're like, yeah, and then you think back on it, and you're like, why the fuck did I do this instead of this? I had that with my longest audio to date, it was one of the continuation audios where y'all fuck in the shower. I forget what that one is, but I listened back to it, and like, I'm satisfied with the final product. However, it's not where I would have taken the story, or at least kind of the general, like, that it's not the themes that I chose to focus on in that audio are not what I would choose to focus on if I rewrote it. And maybe that is something that I will do in the future. Maybe if this goes on for like another year, it could be an anniversary kind of thing. We'll see. There might be other audios that I look back on and I'm like, no, that one needs way more. But I'm kicking myself for it, because I'm just like, why the fuck did I focus on that when I should have been focusing on this other element of the story that ties in way better to the first part of it? Whatever. That one was a pain in the fucking farts to edit, but it is what it is. It's done. I don't have to worry about it now. Oh, I hope. So what was I talking about? Oh, yes. So I hope that I will be able to start putting these more intricate story arc-based audios out near the end of January. It may take longer than that. We will see. And there are multiple series. So I have, at the moment, I have at least two, maybe two and a half, that I know that I want to put out. I don't know how I'm going to do the timing on that. I don't know if I want to do each series at a time, or if I want to do episode one of this series and then episode one of the next series, and then they just kind of go up when they go up and you have to kind of follow along. I don't know if I want to do that or a more concise, you know, just one, two, three, there's the end. Now we start on the new story. I also have some one-shots that I am working on that are not decidedly outside of the romantic realm, but they definitely do fixate more on just the story and less on a romantic relationship. Some of them do involve romance. Some of them do not. Some of them are horror audios, and I am so pumped for those. Those are going to be on YouTube. And I am very excited. I have one that I've been trying to figure out how I want it to go. It's gone through several phases of the brainstorming process at the very least. And I haven't been able to settle on a version that I like. Finally, last night, I was like, oh my God, I know what I want this to be about. I know how I want this to go. So it's not fully written. And this is one that, at least this particular one, because I already have several that are outlined and I've begun to write that are also horror or fantasy or whatever based. And one of them is hopefully going to be a collab. I have never collabed with anyone in this space. I don't know how to do it. I really only know of one other audio creator that I would want to collab with on this. And that is because we both seem to have similar interests when it comes to storytelling and similar interests as to where we want to kind of take our voice acting, as well as a very similar acting style, because I have definitely heard collabs where the acting styles were very different to a point where you just are like, y'all aren't talking. Like, you are not two people standing in a room and talking to each other. So I really only have one person in mind, and that's not me being short-sighted. That's not me being very stubborn. That's just, I don't know anyone else other than this person that I think would suit it. And they might not want to do it at all. It might not be something that they feel is worth their time or their energy, which I completely understand, and there's no shame in that. I also just might not have like a wide enough, like a broad enough audience. There's tons of reasons. So this one audio, I really would love it to be a collab, but if this other creator does not want to collab with me, it'll probably have to be put on the back burner, which sucks, but it's totally fine. Y'all don't know anything about this. I'm really just talking about my own shit. This is in fact a ramble, isn't it? How long have I been talking? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. 22 minutes. Oops. Again, I don't know what you guys want from me in this. I don't know how to do these rambles. Is this really boring? Please let me know if this is boring. Please let me know like what you want me to talk about. I don't know. Anyway. So anyway. I have basically, to sum it up, I have multiple creative projects that fall outside of my regular audios that will be coming to YouTube and Patreon hopefully soon. This is just going to be an ongoing thing. It's the direction that I want to take my channel. I do want to delve more into broader storytelling and voice acting. There will always be romance stuff. Just because I enjoy it. I love romance. I'm a romance junkie. I'm very picky about it. But when it's good, it's my favorite thing. So, that's going to remain. This isn't me going like, hey, by the way, I hope you like horror because there are no more kisses for you. That's not what I'm saying. It's just a heads up to let you know. If you're interested in that, hopefully this gets you excited. If you're not, sorry. So, I don't know what else to say. I need to DoorDash toothpaste or whatever that's called. I am out of toothpaste and I have sensitive gums, so I need a very specific kind. I'm gonna let you guys go. I want to give a huge thank you before I do to all of you that are listening. To everyone on my Patreon, but only people at a certain tier get this ramble. So I just want to say thank you so much. This honestly like saved me. I didn't have a job anymore due to COVID. and I had run out of money. And I wasn't able to pay my rent. I wasn't able to pay gas or my loans or, you know, for groceries or any, I was fumbling and struggling and drowning. And there are many people in worse situations. I have been in worse situations. But this was just a lifeline. And I'm so grateful that you have, you know, decided to spend your hard-earned money on my work. I'm very glad that it has been able to help brighten anyone's day at all. I love hearing that. I love when people tell me that my audios made them feel like good. And I just, you know, because I understand the feeling. And it makes me so happy that you guys see my work as being worthwhile enough to give me this kind of support. And even just, you know, support in liking my videos and leaving me comments and just giving me views is all wonderful. And I'm so grateful for it. I appreciate it so much. This is just like the cherry on top, you know? And I'm not trying to guilt you into staying my patron if you decide one day that you've had enough. It's not suiting your needs anymore. Your tastes have changed. You found someone better. But at the moment, you are helping me. And I am just, it's such a lovely thing to do. And I really hope that you feel like you're getting what you pay for. And just thank you so much. You're very, very kind. And you're allowing me to do what I enjoy for a living. And while I have greater aspirations down the line, I'm not going to be able to get to those if you didn't give me your support. So just thank you again. You're all such sweet little hedgehogs. And yeah, just let me know if you want anything else. I'm going to be putting up more polls because it's strangely hard to figure out how to word a poll to get useful information. I have so many in my drafts and then I look at them and I'm like, what am I going to be getting out of this? I don't know. I don't know how to implement what you would be telling me through this, through these polling numbers. So I need to figure out how to poll better to figure out what y'all want and what y'all like. If you just have something that you feel like you can't talk about or answer in a poll, you can message me and give me, you know, your suggestions there. I don't know. This is all still very new to me. I've never done something like this before. And I'm figuring it out as I go. And thank you guys for being so patient. Thank you for your patience in listening to this video, which is almost 30 minutes long. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm gonna go. I have to go order toothpaste, I guess. I hope you have a great day and you are all spectacular little duckies. Okay. Bye-bye.